Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and we're trying to get Larry on the phone, and so far not having much luck, but we'll see. Larry, are you there? Hello? I guess not. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. Not having much luck.
Hello?
See. Larry, are you there? Hello? Larry? Larry, are you there? I guess he isn't. Anyway, thanks for tuning in and listening. I'll just have to monitor and see if he comes back on. I'm not sure what's going on. He's been blocked before. This is one of the reasons we switched even naming it, because they've been taking him offline. And I just have no idea what's going on that way. I'll try him again, see if I can't get him. Here we go. See if he answers. If not, I'll just put something here. They're blocking him. Anyway, I wanted to start. What? I don't know what you're talking about. Hello? Larry? Okay, well, I can't waste all the time on this. So, anyway, I was hoping he could get on because he wanted to do a word from the Lord, but he's obviously not able to get on. But I wanted to start by a warning, actually several warnings, from a Jewish leader. Virus is not a dry run, or is rather a dry run, for Christian persecution. Now, this is from David Horowitz, and I am a Jew, but I know there are several especially dangerous times for Christians. The war on the virus has actually become a war on Christians. Let me explain. The draconian powers of the government have been deployed against Christians, their churches, and their faithful during this pandemic. Now, here's just a list of things that I did myself. You can go to a grocery store, but you cannot go to church. You can get an abortion, but you cannot go to church. You can go, but you cannot go to church. You can go to a pot store, but you cannot go to church. And on and on and on it goes. Now, something is going on with my phone as well. Here, let me just go back to the... There's something really, really strange going on here. And it's all but made our show impossible. This is all Blog Talk Radio. They're part of this overall Antichrist agenda, people. And this is not going to stop. This is going to keep going. This is why for the last 28 years I warned you and warned you and warned you. And I got a really nasty, I guess, denial calling me several names. I'll get into that on Friday. Total lies in the first place and total misunderstanding or no understanding of what really constitutes salvation a total denial of what Jesus Christ said, and on and on and on they went. And this is going to be more and more typical of what's going to happen to the true Christians. And the persecution is going to come from the fake, phony Christians who are adamant that they are. Anyway, one of the statements this guy makes, and the little pushback these people faced, he's talking about Deep State, Fauci, Burks, WHO, CDC, Global Deep State, and the little pushback these people had or faced as they trampled over constitutional freedoms is a dangerous omen. Dangerous omen. It's because the American people will not stand up. They will not stand up. In fact, I watched a video actually just before I came on air that had been posted of police arresting several ladies and a man because peacefully demonstrating in North Carolina. And I don't know what's going on with these police people, these sheriff departments that are enforcing all of this draconian stuff that's total violation of the Bill of Rights, total violation of the Constitution. And also, they swore to uphold. They're no different than the Nazi people back in World War II. I was just doing as I was ordered to do. Yep, well, they all got butchered, basically, and they're all in hell right now. So I guess that's the payback you get committing treason when you swore an oath to uphold something and then you refuse to uphold it. Excuse me, because you're ordered by somebody to do something illegal. Now, here's the point I'm trying to make. Folks, if these sheriff departments and police departments will in fact do this, what are they going to do when they're ordered to go out and get the guns, when they're ordered to go out and kill Christians or kill constitutionalists or Bill of Rights? They're going to do it. This business that most of these people will not do that, and this is addressed to you sheriff departments and everybody else in law enforcement. You've made up your mind. You've determined this is what you're going to do. It's obvious now. You've made up your mind this is what you're going to do. And you're going to be held accountable for it. Not only here, when the revolution starts, when the armed revolution starts. These the people, the general masses of the people, are not going to honor you at all. Because now they realize you are also their enemy. You think they're, when this thing goes hot, and it's going to go hot, I guarantee you, this is going to go hot. Human nature is human nature. It's never changed. This is going to go hot. And when it does, your blood's going to flow. And your family's blood is going to flow. This is human nature, and that's what you're messing with. And you're messing with treason. You swore an oath. You were not going to do this. Evidently, you don't even have the brains to know what the Constitution says. I don't know. I'm just giving you a warning. And that, that this is human nature, and I know what human nature is. I know all too well that when the Bible says the human heart is desperately wicked, and who can know it, it's telling you the truth. And that's what you're playing with. So you better make up your minds which side you're going to be on, because this is an attempted communist overthrow by medical means of the United States of America. You have, evidently, from what I see, and they said on this video, that what these police officers arresting these people, putting them in handcuffs for just peacefully demonstrating, and they're arresting them, throwing in police cars, manhandling them. On the video, you can see it happen. This is evidently what you've decided to do. Well, you're going to pay the price. I wish you could get enough brain cells in motion to figure out which side you're on. And I think you have already demonstrated to a good share of the American people, because these videos are going viral. Millions of people are watching it. You've already proven which side your badges are on, and it's not the American people, and it's not the Bill of Rights, with very few exceptions. There are some sheriffs now that are standing up and saying, we're not going to. So anyway, that's my warning to you. I've given that warning before, and I've given it to Deep State as well. Hell is coming, and you're going to be there, lest you repent. Anyway, here's a word from the Lord. At least that's what it says. Iron yokes. Jeremiah 8:7. Yea, the stork in the heavens knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. You'll find that in Luke, if you want to look it up. You passed over judgment and love. This is the transcript of the word. My son, speak these words I give you in the nation of reprobates. I'm going to go back over and see if Larry's tuned in yet. Nope, I don't see him anywhere. This is too bad. Anyway, it is what it is. Anyway, I got to keep going here. Okay. My son, speak these words I give you. I give you to a nation of reprobates. I give you to a nation of reprobates. You have put on wooden yokes, but I'm going to make them iron. This people have not sought me, but instead make folly by being locked inside their homes. What did he say? The people have not sought me. Remember the other day when I read, seek my face? Well, that evidently caused a lot of people some concern. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what the Bible says you're supposed to do. Thus saith the Lord, because you have not repented, because you have not changed your evil ways, because you have not sought my face, I will clamp down on the iron yoke with my indignation. My son, I have given my people free time to seek me, but they do not. Remember I read to you 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And I have given them free time with obviously COVID lockdown, but they will not. My people cower and live in fear because you did not have faith in me, but listen to the lies of men. You put on your yoke of fear, and now I will magnify that yoke, and you will know real fear. How will you stand if you have fallen so easily to the enemy? Only my remnant and some of the bride have not fallen for the lies. They walk by faith, while the others live behind a mask. My son, this judgment was a virus in the natural, no worse than the normal flu, which is what they're already proving, but in the spirit, the judgment was fear. How many sought me and refused to take the mask? How many will seek me and refuse to take the mark? Good question. Living a life of reprobate apart from me, going to a building. Okay, Larry says he's here online. Okay, I see him. Hello, Stuart. Okay, got you now.
Yeah, it took me took me over half the show to even get in. I couldn't even get in my cell phone, and my landline, Block Talk Radio were blocking me both ways.
Yeah, what I wanted to start out with was, as we talked about your word from the Lord, I just got done reading this fearful. If anybody's got brains enough to hear it, that thing from our good brother Don was very frightening about the yoke and how this is really going to get nasty. So you had a word from the Lord.
Well, I did, and interestingly enough, it's more apropos since I couldn't get into Block Talk Radio for quite a while, actually, because it just kind of enhances what the word to me was, because after trying over and over and over with different multiple phones, I just wanted to throw my hands up. But that's what this word is all about, and I'll share that real quick. To give you context, I was actually reading a report on the internet about from L.A. Marzulli's blog, how that they've took him out of Vimeo, especially Gates and the vaccines videos, and removed them, and that other people were having a lot of censorship too. And of course, we've been facing that on Blog Talk Radio now for I don't know how long. But I got this word. It's really interesting. Because I was just literally in there searching news and found out about what happened to L.A. Marzulli and his Vimeo stuff. And I wasn't really in the mood to be hearing from the Lord, to be honest with you. But here I was, and here it came suddenly, and I had to grab a pen and start writing. And this is the word, April the 28th, 2020, at 10:40 a.m. in the morning. And this is exactly what the Lord said. And he gave me Amos 3 and 7, and we all know what that verse is.
Mm-hmm.
It said,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read it verbatim as I wrote it down. It says, "Watchmen, remain at your post on the worldwide wall. You are in the final hours of the Lord's warnings to humanity. Be watchful, be vigilant at your task. Souls and lives depend on the reports you send forth at this time. Again, be watchful. Issue my direction in a time of warfare." And like Amos 3 and 7, I'll paraphrase it. It basically says the Lord will do nothing, absolutely nothing, unless he first reveals what he's going to do to his prophets that they can warn the people so that the people can prepare.
Yeah, this is almost exactly what this thing I was reading is about. Let me finish it up because it's the same thing. "Now, what is coming upon the world, no one will be ready for. I am going to shake the whole world. There is not one person who will not feel this shaking and not know that it is I that is shaking the world, not anything else. Men's hearts will fail them, for they did not recognize the appointed time, just as men did not recognize when I walked among them. My son, the time for soft words is over. The time of soft warnings is over. Now the appointed time of mankind is drawing to an end." So that's basically what you were told, that this is about over. Is that how you interpreted that as well?
Well, that's how I interpreted it. And really, this time of warfare that was mentioned, and I really can't interpret it exactly, but my feelings is that this time of warfare that we've apparently entered into is not only going to be natural warfare in the natural realm, in other words, war around us, but it's also going to be supernatural warfare going on around us at the same time.
Yeah. Well, the spiritual warfare is really, really increasing. These sightings of paranormal creatures all over is really starting to increase. And folks, the veil is thinning, and you're going to see things you wouldn't believe. And I was warning I watched a video, I don't know if you saw it, Larry, of in North Carolina, the police arresting, manhandling several women, throwing them around, basically. And my warning was to the sheriff departments, the police departments, even the military, you got to make up your mind which side you're on. You got to make up your mind whether you're going to defend the Bill of Rights or whether you're going to be a part of the tyranny of the United Nations, the World Health Organization, the CDC, and this Fauci character who has deep, deep ties to China, who had actually gave seven-something million, if not billion, to the Chinese Wuhan facility. This guy's a monster. And yet the people are bowing down, almost kissing his feet for saving them. I've never seen anything like it, Larry. What do you think?
Well, I think it's kind of interesting that Hal Turner had and I posted it today on my blog, he called him a Frankenstein. He says, why is that man so important that you won't even listen to your president, but you listen to the very man that funded the COVID-19 work that was done in China? He funded it.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens when the people go astray. And, not just the police, not just the sheriff departments, not just the military. Everybody's going to have to make up their minds. Who are they going to serve? Who are they going to serve? Who are they going to bow the knee to? Is it going to be Jesus Christ, or is it going to be Satan himself? Well, the Bible tells us what that answer is. It's going to be Satan that they're going to bow down to. And very, very few will bow down to Jesus Christ and do what he tells them to do. What kind of news have you got, Larry? There's all kinds of stuff, weird stuff going on.
Yeah, did you see that Russian that was being interviewed that was talking about this coronavirus, and he says that this is the beginning of the depopulation agenda?
Yes. Yeah, I believe that that's absolutely true. And he's not the only one. Remember that Chinese general who said that, you know, that might be sad to have to eliminate 250, 300 million Americans, but after all, war's war. Got to do what you got to do, and we need the American territory to expand China's influence. And we need the land, we need the food, and so therefore we're going to have to kill off the American people. Now, Fauci and Birx and all these people have deep ties to China. As far as I'm concerned, they're guilty of treason. But nothing's ever going to be done to them, and their only worry, I guess, is what the Lord Jesus Christ is going to do to them. Five updates. As quarantine fatigue spreads, Fauci is now saying a second wave is inevitable. So you can see how they keep rolling out the fear factor. Have you heard anything down there about unrest, basic unrest?
Well, we're not having a lot of unrest here because people kind of did what
ignored
they wanted
it
to anyway all along. You know, they Stuart, they don't call this outlaw country for nothing, by the way. And so we're not locked in our homes and away from our front yards like they are in New York City. And as a matter of fact, I've been hearing a lot of information, especially on the web, about a second wave. And, of course, we know about Sundar's. It's not really a word particularly, you know, because I read his experience real close, and he was taken up to the throne room and gave this message that the next wave that comes will sting and have boils, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, we immediately can think about Revelation when we hear that. But I am seeing even in even the Chinese and other groups are now beginning to warn about a November or December second wave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just too bad. I don't know why the American people have not chosen just massive civil disobedience. What would they have done? Arrested everybody?
they wouldn't get away with it. I was amazed when I was watching this North Carolina thing, and they were manhandling some of the women, the police were. And, you know, sooner or later, they keep this stuff up. They are going to have proven themselves to be on the side of the United Nations, and they are the enemy, and it doesn't matter whether they wear a badge or a shoulder patch that says they're North Carolina Police Department or Sheriff Department of Raleigh or wherever they're from. That badge and that uniform isn't going to mean a thing to the American people whom they have manhandled if this thing goes hot. And I think Deep State is at a position now where they've got to do something. What do you think? I don't see how they can let this go by now and relax to the point where it's almost back to normal.
Yeah, it's. I think they've gone too far out on that limb to go back at all. I mean, they just can't hardly do it. They've almost sawed the limb off behind themselves, and they're out there. And I was going to tell you, too, I hadn't had a chance to tell you, but I was looking at some of Barry Rothman's continued research, and he is really claiming and pointing out that there is, according to him, an extraterrestrial link or a Nephilim link into this coronavirus, that this is more than just a plain animal-human virus.
Well, you know, that's odd you would say that. Well, in some ways it's odd because this is what some of the doctors have said, that this thing does not behave like a normal virus. My take is on it, it's probably not a normal virus. This has got some nanotechnology to it. I was just reading where one of the Navy ships has been out to sea for well over a month, and all of a sudden they're coming down with a disease. The only way that's possible is chemtrailing. It's in the air. It's floating around. It can get you anywhere. And depending on how sick you get is how bad your immune system is compromised. So this is kind of interesting. What else you got real quick? Sorry, you couldn't get on.
Well, I'm beginning to get used to that, you know. Yeah, there's another report, and we know that, you know, something is up with China. There's another report that Koenig International News puts out this morning. Chinese military outrage over the USS Barry, that's a missile cruiser, in the South China Sea, intruding on what they call Chinese territorial waters, and they're now saying that that's a provocative action and close to war. So, Stuart, I really don't see how we're going to avoid a war with China. It looks like it's coming and inevitable.
Yeah, we're going to go into a war. I don't think there's any question about it. If these coronavirus like this CV-19 doesn't work, they'll just come up with something else. And eventually war, of course, is the best thing in the world because whenever nations lose their economy, they go to war. It's good for the economy to go to war. It puts everybody to work, I guess. I don't know. But it's just amazing to me of what's going on. Then they had a huge 6.6 magnitude earthquake rocks Cuba, and immediately they reduced it down to a 4.4, and some even said it was just a jiggle and it disappeared. What was that about?
Yeah, that's one of those you can believe from mainstream media, isn't it? That makes perfect sense.
Well, when I read that, I thought to myself, well, that's kind of what Stan Dale was warning about in the Gulf region. And, you know, this may be the beginning of the breakup of the United States right down the middle through the New Madrid and the Mid-Continent Rift. Anyway, thanks a lot for coming on, Larry. I only did it for half an hour. But we'll be back on Friday, and we'll try to get Larry on then again. And anyway, thanks, everybody, for listening. It's a heads up. There's all kinds of weird things going on. And it's just too bad that things have happened. Anyway, good night.